Good morning, everyone. Imagine this, a blizzard in the winter in the Northeast. Oh, who would have ever predicted that such a thing would happen? Well, caught unawares were the airlines in the United States, which are still recovering from the problems in New York that shut down all three of the major airports in New York and caused people to have delightful stories of travel like this one.
I'm from New York and was scheduled to fly back there from Chicago today in early afternoon, but my flight was canceled by the time I woke up this morning, and I was on hold with American Airlines for just over 2 hours before I was able to get through to an operator.
No flights, on hold for 2 hours. Naguib Sumar, you have a similar story to tell.
Yes, John.
How's this studio working out for you? It's nice and warm. It doesn't feel like tarmac, but...
No, it's much better than the Moscow airport where I was stranded for 39-plus hours.
So where did your journey begin and where were you trying to get to?
So I was actually in Dubai in transit back to New York through Moscow. And, you know, I made the mistake of actually taking that route instead of coming direct. And boy, did I pay for it.
And at any point during this 36 hours or more, and counting, really, because you still haven't made it to your destination, right?
That's right. I'm hoping to head to Phoenix, so I was hoping to be there Sunday evening. And unfortunately, the latest flight now to Phoenix, now that I've been rebooked, is not till Thursday evening. So still waiting.
I see. So at any point during your travails and delays, did you actually see a blizzard out your window?
I did. Actually, in the Moscow airport, there were quite blizzardy conditions there. So,
but that didn't affect anything.
Well, actually, initially the delay was in Moscow. If we had left on time, we might have been able to make it before the JFK airport closed. But unfortunately, there was a few-hour delay over there, and then the problem came over to JFK. So it was compounded by both weather incidents.
So it was sunny at JFK, but you were watching bulldozers and travelers freaking out.
That's right. Yeah, there were quite a few travelers freaking out, people, you know, destined for different places in the world, and everybody was belligerent, and everybody was hungry and tired, and there were quite a few stranded passengers in Moscow.
Naguib Sumar, one of thousands. There were 7,000 flights more than that actually canceled as a result of the storm. Barbara Peterson is a senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler, joining us from Westchester County, New York, which was pretty blizzardy when I drove through it on Sunday. Good morning, Barbara.
Oh, good morning.
Barbara, why does there seem to be so little margin for error for something as understandable as a blizzard in the middle of winter? What's happened to the business itself that seems as though there's very little accommodation for something like this?
Well, the system is really stretched as tight as it can be because the airlines have really cut back significantly in the last few years. They lost a lot of money, as we all know. Part of what they did to get back to profitability is park planes, lay off employees, and really become leaner and meaner. And I guess meaner these days is probably more appropriate. But let's be fair. I mean, they were losing millions, if not billions, of dollars every year. So that means that there really isn't much margin for error. The planes are flying much fuller, and it's not just the planes that need to be in place in a situation like this. It's the crews. And remember, crews time out after
right.
a certain number of hours. So
I wonder,
something like this, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Let me just interrupt you there because you raise several really interesting points. A philosophical question. I mean, is this a failure of a deregulated air system in the sense that maybe the federal government or some institution is needed to backstop the industry so that it doesn't have a business model which basically only works on a sunny day in May?
Well, there is legislation pending right now in Congress, and actually the Department of Transportation already enacted some parts of this, what is being called Passenger's Bill of Rights, which does actually limit the airline's ability to, say, sit on the runway for 8 hours. Now, that is still happening, and I think your report said there's some flights actually got to Kennedy Airport, and then they couldn't deplane. They couldn't get to a gate.
Hold on one second. Naguib, you're shaking your head. Is that the case with you?
That is exactly the case, actually.
How many hours were you on the tarmac at Kennedy?
We were on the tarmac for 3-plus hours at JFK Airport, and they actually took us to the wrong terminal.
Barbara, does Naguib have any recourse to complain to a passenger's Bill of Rights or a Department of Transportation or even the airline?
Well, unfortunately, that falls into one of the loopholes in this new regulation, which is that that's an international flight, and international flights are exempt right now. Now, that may change, and if enough of these stories get out there, there will be a lot of pressure on Congress to make that, you know, to eliminate that loophole.
You are so screwed, Naguib. You know, don't ever go to Dubai again in the winter.
I'm staying put here in North America, that's for sure. I've learned my lesson.
Well, Barbara, is it disingenuous and fundamentally dishonest for airlines to call a blizzard in the winter an act of God when, in fact, it should be a cost of doing business?
Well, it really is difficult to operate in these circumstances. And I think that, yes, this was an extraordinary storm. I think in some places they were saying it was one of the worst ones in a half a century, at least at this time of year. They simply don't have the equipment and the employees or whatever to really clear out as fast as they could the runways. So even airports that were open, you know, could probably only operate at you know, a fraction of capacity. And it's all about safety. And we don't want to, you know, give the airlines any incentive to take off when conditions
right.
are unsafe. So I think that's really ultimately the rationale behind this.
But I am wondering if there is an argument for someone somewhere to pay for the excess capacity that an airline system is going to need in a country like the United States operating all over the world in times of understandable winter storms.
Well, you know, one of the things that is in play during this particular incident is that the airlines actually did a lot more canceling well ahead of the storm. They decided, well, let's not have planes stuck, you know, literally frozen to the tarmac in some place and then have them stuck for days. Let's get them out in advance of the storm. And they actually did a pretty decent job of doing that. However, that's good for them, not necessarily good for the passengers who
right.
are now trying to get to their destination.
Imagine,
because the planes may not even be there, even if the airport's open.
Exactly. Imagine a flight leaving early, deliberately. Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay, thanks.
Naguib, Thursday in Phoenix?
I certainly hope so.
Give us a call from them there, okay?
We'll
877-8-MY-TAKE. Just tell us when you arrive.
You got it.
Thanks so much. Naguib Zumar, traveling, suffering the consequences of the East Coast blizzard.